Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Marty Morningweg, are you there, my friend?
Man, good to be with you. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, Marty. We appreciate your time. We know you're a busy guy. Myles Garrett suspended indefinitely. Pouncey gets three. Ogunjobi gets one. Both teams fined $250K for the melee in Cleveland. Marty, you were around this league for a long, long time. Your thoughts on the brawl itself and the aftermath and the suspensions, are they justified?
Well, first of all, that was about the most boring game I ever did see until there was about 8 seconds left. I mean, you know, the AFC North is, with the exception of Baltimore, who I think is really good, is really, really down. And then the old WWF broke out with about 8 seconds left. It's not the first time that's happened. Hopefully it'll be the last. But I certainly expected them to come down hard on the fellas. That's a weapon, swinging a helmet. And then the other cheap shot on the quarterback after the fact was a brutal one, I thought. And Pouncey with the punching and the kicking, I suppose they have to do something. He was trying to protect his guy, you know, the quarterback. But quite expected on what has happened afterwards.
Marty, you know what the biggest disappointment to me about Cleveland is? I mean, even prior to that, I mean, how many headshots did they take? They lead the league in penalties. And, you know, just the undiscipline of Cleveland, just from watching on the outside, Marty, like you and I are doing, the impression I get is Freddie Kitchen has no say-so over those players. The players are running the show, and they're doing what they want to do. Agree, disagree, not want to comment?
Well,
what do you want?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to some extent, I mean, what happened last night is nobody else's fault except Myles Garrett. He flipped a switch there, you know. Now we're getting into the team and the undiscipline and the penalties and all those things. They sure are a talented group, though, aren't they? You know, so the expectations were very, very high for them. So the leaders of that team, along with the coach, have to just simply put a stop to all that, period. And I think they're trying very, very hard to do that, and it just hasn't happened for them.
All right, Marty, give me your evaluation of Deshaun Watson when he came out.
Yeah, he was very, very high. Very, very high. I thought he had some of the special qualities, much like Lamar, but in that same realm, but quite different strengths. Deshaun, I thought, threw the ball really, really well coming out. Really, the only negative on both of them was they both had some a whole host of turnovers. However, all of them do. You know, I mean, Vinny, I mean, all these quarterbacks have that turnover problem in college. So you've got to take the time and study every turnover that they had and make sure that you can get it corrected. Some quarterbacks just take care of the ball better than others, and those two certainly have done that. And Deshaun Watson, special qualities with his passing ability, and I know his completion percentage is way up there, so he's done a fine job with that, and his movement ability, and then you get to the gut instincts, which both of those players have.
Hey, Marty, talk to me about Lamar, because I don't know him, you know, like you know him. And what I like about him, I love the part that, you know, it seems like his work ethic is amazing. His leadership is amazing. You know, he shows up at high school football games on Friday night. He lives with mom. You know, I mean, is there anything that, and he works his butt off to get better, and he's improved a ton, which I love. And I love the fact in that one game when he didn't get the snap and he's jumping all up and down. You know, he's so passionate about how he plays. Tell me about Lamar Jackson.
Well, as you know, very humble publicly. I think we've discussed this before, but very, very humble publicly. Privately, one-on-one, his confidence is unbreakable. I mean, sky high. So you love that type. He's himself. And that was a big thing because these young, talented quarterbacks are always going to get compared to all these other quarterbacks that have played in the past and some that are still playing. Uh-uh. Don't go there. Don't go there mentally. You be yourself. Be Lamar Jackson or whoever that is. And that leadership ability, you're thrown into it by the position that you play. That quarterback position is just simply a leadership position. And then you sometimes some guys learn how to do it. Other guys have done it naturally since they were 8 years old, and Lamar's done it just simply naturally since he was a kid. So, and he's himself when he does it. So I think those are great qualities. You know, the one thing you mentioned is mom. He lives with his mom. When he was coming out, that's why he was the last player picked in the first round. I mean, what a great wrestler. I mean, I had him sky high. I think I told you I split graded him. I had him a very high grade at quarterback, but about the highest grade you could give a player for just his playing ability. But that pro day, you remember that, Vinny? I mean, it wasn't good, you know, and he was throwing against air to his guys. It didn't look good. And then his mom and siblings were going to come and live with him. A little bit of a red flag. I'll tell you what, I learned a little bit, you know, Steve, the owner, I mentioned that to him. I said, that's the only really concern I had, because we brought him in, if you remember, and man alive, loved him, really sharp. He had all of those things. But Steve said, you know what? It could end up being a positive. And I think that's what happened. He's such a unique individual, young man, but mature beyond his years. So I really think that certainly has become a positive for him.
Marty, I mean, you got to be surprised. I mean, because I stood out there with you, you know, rookie mini camp, and we're talking, what, 18 months later, and now he's up for, you know, he's MVP candidate. How surprised are you that he's come this far this fast?
Well, he sure should be the MVP. That's in my opinion. You know what I think of the young man. Well, look, his natural passing ability has dramatically improved, and look, it's due to him. I mean, he has done all the hard work. We've talked about this before practice, after practice, in his rookie year. And I'm sure they're still doing that with him, and they should continue that. That first 3 to 4 years of a young quarterback's development is key. And I don't care how good you are, if you're a free agent or a first-round pick or somewhere in between. That first 3 to 4 years is a grind, both physically and mentally. And now, look, Lamar's so talented that some things that happen, he just simply overcomes it with his talent, and he's learning how to play the quarterback position, which will be not as important right now, because you're going to do what's best for the team right now, but it certainly will be important for him in years 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, or however long that he plays the game.
He's Marty Morningweg joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Marty, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy week 11.
Awesome. You guys too. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.